Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for December 21st, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous editions of both JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday's top of the newsletter commentary, opinion, class action lawsuit against CME Group holds disruptive potential to membership prices, future deals, and CME leadership, was well read yesterday as traffic to johnlothiannews.com jumped 170% after the story was published. Additionally, I received ongoing commentary from one CME member about how well the story was doing on Google as it ascended the search engine and ended up in the second slot for a search of the term CME lawsuit and third for the term Langer versus CME. Yesterday, we also published another video from our FIA Asia 2023 coverage, this one with Bill Herder of FIA Asia. Herder spoke about the growing retail interest in the markets in Asia. Former FT journalist Jeremy Grant wanted to add to the comments I made yesterday about Drew Mauch and wrote, "Drew Mauch is a pitch-perfect PR professional with an innate instinct for how to work with journalists in his clients' interests. If you're not hiring him, you are off the field of play when it comes to communicating the right way." FIA has established a sparkling new working group to assess and establish the FIA's advocacy stance concerning the European Union's Digital Operational Resilience Act, DORA. Additionally, the group will actively engage in responding to the European Supervisory Agency's DORA Level 2 consultations. The deadline for submitting responses is set for March 4th, 2024. FIA invites all member firms to participate in this working group. Should you wish to join, please reach out to FIA at forums@fia.org. You might be asking, what is DORA and what are DORA Level 2 consultations? DORA Level consultations refer to the second phase of consultations or regulatory discussions related to the implementation and detailed rules of the Digital Operational Resilience Act, DORA, in the European Union. During this phase, regulatory authorities, stakeholders, and industry participants may provide input, feedback, and comments on the specific technical details, requirements, and guidelines that will accompany the broader regulatory framework established by DORA. This process helps ensure that the practical aspects of implementing the legislation are well-defined and workable for the entities affected by it. My daughter Catherine arrived home last night after a long drive from West Virginia, where she attends West Virginia Institute of Technology and works for the Boy Scouts at the Summit Bechtel Reserve. She is working on a degree in adventure recreation management. However, she informed us that she has resigned from the Scouts as of the end of the year, so she can concentrate on school during her last semester. She will return to the Summit and the staff of the Scouts this summer as a river guide, she said, assuming she does not accept a full-time position before then, as she is actively interviewing with different scouting councils for a position. Kat knows what she wants to do and has a plan to do it. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were opinion. Class action lawsuit against CME Group holds disruptive potential to membership prices, future deals, and CME leadership. From John Lothian News. ProShares to launch S&P 500 ETF with the zero-day call options from Reuters. And did this options trade help drive stocks lower? From the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the video mentioned earlier. FIA Asia Conference. Bill Herder discusses the evolution of individual investor participation. Bill Herder, Region Director of FIA Asia, sat down with Robert Lothian of John Lothian News at the FIA Asia Conference in Singapore to discuss the growing role of individual investors in the futures and derivatives markets and the impact of technology on this changing landscape. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Elisha Weisel, son of Holocaust survivor, has words for Wall Street and Ivy Leagues. A bust of Elie Wiesel, the Auschwitz survivor, author, and Nobel laureate, gazes down at his only son from the shelf overhead. The statuette is a model of the stone carving of Wiesel that graces the human rights porch of the Washington National Cathedral. For the son, Elijah Wiesel, it's also something more. A reminder, as if one was really needed, of a responsibility so heavy that it once felt like a millstone. My comment. He does not speak for his late father, but he is finding his own voice, and we should have a listen. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, Swedish traders press NASDAQ for shorter hours. More work-life balance, advocates say shorter trading day adds equality, helping hiring. NASDAQ opened cutting hours if coordinated across Europe. NASDAQ Inc. is facing calls from Swedish traders to trim trading hours on the biggest stock market in the Nordics for improved work-life balance and to attract new talent. The exchange in Stockholm has the world's longest trading session, along with many of its European peers. But it's in Sweden where traders have begun to come out publicly and try and sway the bourse through interviews in local media, and one even wrote a book. My comment. Okay, make the hours 50 minutes long. See how that works. Here's a press release from the CFTC. The headline, Federal court orders California resident and his corporation to pay over $5 million in restitution and penalties in a romance fraud scheme, CFTC's first pig butchering scam judgment. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission announced today the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California issued a default judgment granting a permanent injunction against California resident Kun Wen Zhu and his company Just Buy International Auctions. The order issued December 7th found Zhu and his company liable for fraudulently soliciting funds in connection with digital asset commodities and or forex trading and misappropriating customer funds. My comment. In honor of the CFTC's first pig butchering case, I built a page on MarketsWiki about the subject. Here are the top three stories for Wednesday's JLN. The top story yesterday was from CNN via Yahoo Finance. OpenAI's technology is upending our everyday lives. It's overseen exclusively by wealthy white men. Second was Bloomberg's AI robot outmaneuvers humans in maze run breakthrough. And third was from our own John Lothian, that's me, at John Lothian News. Opinion. Class action lawsuit against CME Group holds disruptive potential to membership prices, future deals, and CME leadership. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The headline. vilified zero-day options blamed by traders for S&P decline. Put trade cited as catalyst for biggest slide in 3 months. Light trading, overbought conditions may have exacerbated move. This year's hottest derivatives trade, and perhaps also its most divisive, stole the limelight one final time for 2023 as market watchers cast zero-day options as the villains behind Wednesday's rally ending slump in U.S. equities, when the S&P 500 index in overbought territory and turnover curtailed by looming holidays, observers suggested hefty volumes in put options that expire within 24 hours, known as zero DTE options, were sufficient to drag the market to its biggest loss in almost 3 months. Such trades would oblige market makers on the other side of the transaction to hedge their exposure, pushing the market lower, the argument goes. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, option traders sound alarm bells over a sizzling India stock rally. Proprietary traders increasingly turning bearish on stocks. India stock gauges have climbed to new record highs this month. The rally in Indian stocks that saw benchmark indices climb to records this month may be poised for a pullback if derivatives positioning is any guide. Proprietary traders have boosted net short positions in index calls while trimming their net positions in index-based puts, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. At the same time, their stock options activity, increasingly net short calls and rising net long in puts, also indicates increasing caution. Prop traders who take on market exposure for themselves rather than their clients account for the largest single share of the total derivatives volume in India, so monitoring their positioning comes with extra significance. And then finally, here's a press release from FlexTrade Systems. FlexTrade and LSEG collaborate to deliver a fully integrated FX solution, a single interface approach to FX and multi-asset execution management. FlexTrade Systems, a global leader in multi-asset execution and order management systems, and LSEG have today announced a partnership to deliver FlexTrader EMS clients seamless access to FXall, LSEG's leading electronic trading platform for global currency products. The move is designed to support regulated FX flows and further enhance the capabilities of FX as part of FlexTrade's buy-side multi-asset trading platform. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you are listening to us on. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.